This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The fire is upon Edom. Look around you. The signs are no longer whispers but shouts echoing across the nations. Kiev burns, a consequence of orchestrated conflict, a theater of manipulation driven by the very systems Yahuwah has declared will fall. They claim to be peacemakers, these Edomites, but their hands are stained with the blood of nations, their policies designed not for resolution, but for prolonged chaos and control. Yes, Yahuwah foretold this, the shaking of the earth, the turmoil among the kingdoms, the hand of Yahuwah moving in judgment. And even as they escalate their aggression, look at the reports coming from Gaza, from Lebanon, they reveal their true nature, a pattern of oppression mirroring the words of Obadiah, a people consumed by pride and unrelenting hostility toward Israel. But within this darkness, within this unfolding judgment, there is a stirring, not a clamor of political maneuvering, not a manufactured revival, but a quiet awakening amongst scattered Israel. It is a sealing, a covering, a refining fire, as Yeshayahu speaks of in chapter 26. They are hidden, protected, while Edom's infrastructure crumbles, the grid failures, the systemic failures of their healthcare, all pointing to the weakening of their foundations. These are not random events, beloved. These are the wounds of a dying beast. And what is the shield for those of us called to endure, to remember, to prepare? It is not a weapon of war, not a political strategy, but a return to the ancient paths, a re-embracing of the covenant laws that delineate us, that preserve life, the very laws Edom seeks to erase. Consider the table before you. What sustains you? What nourishes your body, your soul? For generations, Israel has been tempted by the abundance of Edom, by the convenience of their systems. They offer a feast of compromise, a table laden with things forbidden, with practices that defile. Deuteronomy 14 makes it clear, "You shall not eat any abomination." These are not arbitrary rules, beloved. They are the boundaries of life, the markers of separation between the Kodesh, the holy, and the Tameh, the unclean. Think of the condition of our people. The rising tide of disease, the decline in fertility, the dimming of spiritual discernment. Is it not possible that we have poisoned ourselves at the table of our enemies? Edom's food system is built on profit, on manipulation. They engineer the seed, alter the natural order, and offer a false promise of health. Kashrut is not merely a set of dietary rules. It is a holistic system designed to maintain the vitality of body and soul, to align us with the natural order Yahuwah established. It is a declaration of separation, a refusal to partake of the corruption that surrounds us. They have convinced many that these laws are outdated, archaic, irrelevant to modern life. But Yahuwah's covenant is eternal. His laws are not subject to the whims of man, to the shifting sands of culture. They are the bedrock of our existence, the foundation upon which true restoration is built. This is not about legalism, beloved. It is about obedience. It is about recognizing that Yahuwah knows what sustains us, what protects us, what prepares us for the days to come. It is about understanding that our bodies are temples, and we must treat them with reverence and respect. To defile our bodies with unclean substances is to diminish our capacity to receive the Ruach HaKodesh, to hinder our ability to discern the truth. The awakening of Israel is not a spectacle for the world to see. It is a quiet work of restoration, happening within the hearts and homes of those who are turning back to the covenant. It is a reclaiming of our heritage, a rejection of the lies of Edom, and a commitment to live in accordance with Yahuwah's will. This is not a call to isolation, but a call to separation. We are not to withdraw from the world, but to be a light in the darkness, a witness to the truth. And that witness begins with our own lives, with our own choices, with the food we eat and the laws we obey. Let us remember the words of Yahuwah and let us walk in His ways. Let us embrace the shield of the covenant and let us stand firm against the onslaught of Edom. For the day of Yahuwah is at hand, and He is preparing a remnant for Himself, a people who are cleansed, restored, and ready to inherit the promises He has made. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.